Hi, Amos.
How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Good stuff, doing well, so good to see you.
You too.
How long is it since you were in Kenya before we start?
Think about 6 or 7 weeks.
Okay, so you were there over the summer then?
Yeah, it was good.
Well, thank you, Morgan, so much for joining me. Tell us, first of all, a little bit about yourself, perhaps what you did when you were serving short term in, well, don't spoil it yet, just tell us where you were serving short term. And what you were doing.
So, I'm Morgan. I went to Kenya, trained in Nairobi for 2 weeks, and then went up to a place in North Kenya called Huri Hills, amongst the Gabbra people, semi-nomadic people group. Spent about roughly 5 weeks with them, helping the missionaries reach out to them, witnessing to the shepherds because they're sort of shepherding people. And also helped build the missionaries' new home as well.
Okay, super. So sounds like you had a good, really good time there in Kenya for 2 months. So the Huri Hills is a place where I've been, but perhaps for people who are listening that have never been, maybe you want to give them a bit of an insight into what it's like in the Huri Hills, perhaps even compared to the rest of northern Kenya. And maybe just tell us a little bit about how you were able to bring your skills from the UK to that setting.
So Huri Hills is quite at the time when I went anyway, wasn't very green. It's kind of, I guess you could almost say it's a desert, very hilly because it's quite high up, it's very windy. I went June to August, so winter there. So a lot colder and windier than the rest of Kenya. Quite a harsh kind of landscape. Skills from the UK, I was in the army for 8.5 years. Left the army back in May, so roughly a month before I went on the trip. So I'm sort of used to being in kind of harsh environments and getting by with not that many resources. So that kind of helped a lot with being out there. And we're doing a bit of building, done a bit of labouring in the past, so that helped as well.
Well, if there's any experience that could prepare you best for going to northern Kenya, I guess it would be serving in the army. I'm wondering, any experiences similar to being there than your time in the army? What sort of skills were you able to take from maybe your army training to use in northern Kenya?
I mean, it can be something as simple as when we went out to see the shepherds in the evenings. I was sort of used to doing work at night and hard kind of landscape, not being able to see much. So that helped a lot. I think also even just basic things like we were told to sort of keep your Bible on you at all times and not put it on the ground because some people will see that as a bad thing. And it was sort of similar with the army. We couldn't sort of leave our rifle on the ground and kind of respect it a bit as well.
That's great. That's a great
Yeah.
comparison between the rifle and the Bible. Amazing. That's so good. I love that. So the missionaries that you were working with, perhaps you want to tell us a little bit about them. What sort of work are they involved in? You mentioned that they're working alongside a people group called the Gabbra, who are semi-nomadic.
So I was staying with Jason and Joanne Borroman, the couple from Canada. I think they've only been out in North Kenya for about 3 years. Jason is an electrical engineer by trade, and Joanne is a nurse by trade. So they both have those sort of skills they can bring there. And with the Gabbra, there's sort of a few small churches dotted around in a few of the villages there. So the main village we stayed in was Bakaka, and the Christian faith's quite still pretty new to that area. So although there is fruit kind of in the early stages there. So it's a case of training up the sort of more and more local people to be able to witness to other Gabbra as well. And also they have a ministry with the children there and the shepherds in odd evening here and there.
Brilliant, fantastic. So you had mentioned that you had just left the army perhaps a month or so before you went to Kenya. What then made you want to go and serve short term in a missions context in this way?
I was trying to find ways of being a better witness for Christ to people. And I think I was trying to find ways that I could use any experience or skills I had to do that. And I happened to be on an operational tour at the time, whilst with the army, decided, oh, well, maybe the mission field might be good to do in the future. So then that's when I contacted AIM, and sort of the rest is history, really.
Fantastic, super. Yeah, so it's great the way that God uses different people in the mission field. You come across all kinds of different people from different backgrounds. Yourself in the army, Joanne in nursing, Jason as an electrical engineer. It's just super the way that God brings all those different people together and is in the service of Him, the furthering of His kingdom in different contexts around the world. So how then did you see God work in the time that you were in the Hurry Hills, perhaps even in the time that you were in Nairobi? Challenges maybe you faced, challenges you saw the missionaries facing, challenges that you saw local people on the ground facing as well. How did you see God work through those situations?
For me personally, it was God opened my heart to ways of being able to relate to people better, caring about the fact that this is about witnessing to people and not just going and digging a hole, doing the task that you're told to do. The people sort of level, there's lots of needs in like the Hurry Hills, just general needs, like they've not had rain there for a while. There's constant prayer for rain and food and various resources, and I think even just generally helping the community there and made me remember that being a Christian is also about how you sort of treat other people, as well as obviously you're witnessing to them, but part of that is loving them, dealing with their practical needs.
Brilliant, absolutely. Lots of practical needs in a very dry place like that, where people really depend on the land, don't they, for their sustenance, their livelihood, for their animals. It's just a completely different world to the one that we live in here in the UK. Could you pick out maybe one highlight from your time? One highlight.
Highlight both in Hurry Hills and also in Nairobi was being able to have that fellowship with Christians from across the whole world, across Kenya, from different tribal groups, but also there was people from Hong Kong and America, and even met people from Tanzania and Ethiopia, and it was good that to see that we reunited in Christ as one kingdom. So that was definitely a big highlight for me, and also the fact of this time on the mission trip has made me want to do longer term missions in the future.
That's amazing. Meeting people from all over the world, you really get the idea, to me at least, of what heaven might be like. It's not just going to be people that look like us or people that look like believers in our own respective countries, but there'll be people from every tribe, tongue, and nation there. Which will so finally, then, just you touched on it a little bit there when you said that this has perhaps drawn you towards wanting to serve long term on the mission field. But how has the experience that you've had in Kenya shaped and perhaps changed your view on mission?
I think in general, it's not like a romantic kind of something you get out of a film. It's all about sort of dealing with the hard things, and the hard things might not necessarily be a physical persecution, but it could just be just generally dealing with people's needs when you might already have your own plans that day, but you're helping to love the local people that you're with.
That's just so true that in life in general, on the mission field, at home, you can get distracted so easily, but keeping the focus on Christ and why we do what we do in church, local church, overseas mission is the most important thing. I think you said it really well there, whenever you said that it's not like an action movie. For people that have never been, that might imagine missionaries as these great, amazingly gifted, super spiritual people, because that's not the case. They're just normal Christians like you and me, which is just so true. And thank you for speaking from your experience on that, for speaking into how different people with different skill sets from different backgrounds can serve, and how that can go and in hopefully desiring to serve God long term on the mission field. So Morgan, perhaps you want to leave us maybe with a little point or two just on prayer for those that you left behind, so for the missionaries and for the local Gabra. Maybe you want to update us on the rain situation, or what it was like at least whenever you left, and we can consider those things in prayer.
They're praying for more people to be raised up among the Gabra to be trained and to be able to share the gospel among their people.
Thank you so much. So hopefully That's been encouraging to those of us that have listened. I know it's been an encouragement to me. I have been to the Hoorie Hills, and it's just really good to hear of the work that's still going on there, even amongst those hard physical challenges. The local people have a lot of challenges with resources, as you've said, Morgan, and we'll be praying continuously for rain and for the work of God in the Hoorie Hills. So thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much.
Welcome.